Today's daf in Masechet Pesachim, brought to you on this Matzah Shabbos from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is daf Samach Gimel. We're holding on daf Samach Beit, Amud Beit. We just got finished learning about the wonderful story of we can't teach this medrash to anybody who comes from Lud or Nerada. I'm really sorry about that. And we're moving on back to our actual main topic, which is the interrelationship of Miktsas Arelim and how it is that Arelis will passel and what parts it will passel. So we got up to Acherim Omrim. Tanya Acherim Omrim, four lines from the bottom on Samach Beit Amud Beit. Tanya. Acherim Omrim, so Acherim, who is Rabbi Meir, they say that it depends, actually, if you were Hikdim, Mulim la Arelim kosher. So if while you were doing the Shechita, you had in mind that you're doing the Shechita in order that the Zrika should be for Mulim and Arelim in that order, so then the carbon is all right. But if you did it for Arelim and Mulim in that order, then it's pasul, which sounds crazy. I mean, what's the difference? Maishna Mulim la Arelim, why is it kosher? Because, as we've already shown, you need to have Kulo Orla. If there's just some of the people who are railing, that we learned out from the pasuk, that doesn't bother us. And if that's the thing, so then it works in both directions, right? So then arelim lemulim are also kulo orla bina veleka. It's exactly the same problem. Where do we have kulo orla? Answers the Gemara, maybe. I mean, there is a possibility here. Whoa, that would be amazing if we could bring a raya from here that the Acherim, being Rebbe Meir, actually follow Rava's analysis of Rebbe Meir elsewhere, in which, now this, it's quite complex to go through the whole sugya of how Rebbe Meir came to that conclusion according to Rava elsewhere. There's a machlokas Abaya and Rava in Rebbe Meir about whether Rebbe Meir holds, as we've had throughout the circus here, Rabbi Meir holds Tfos Lashon Rishon. Remember the famous machlokas, we've had it many times, we've spoken about it. If somebody wants something to be Tmuras Ela, Tmuras Shlamim, according to Rabbi Yossi, we say we sell it, we use half the money for Ela, half the money for Shlamim. According to Rabbi Meir, we say Tfos Lashon Rishon. So there's a machlokas, a Baya Varava, about is that true even if the guy would say, the Farish, listen, I want this to be half Ela, half Shlamim. So, I mean, then would Rabbi Meir also disagree? Or is it just the question is that once he makes that first statement, either we're worried that he's trying to change his mind and he can't change his mind because it's already been teface. Is that how it works? Or is it that he just feels that we don't under any circumstances allow you to complete the statement? So Rava says it makes no difference. It'd be the same machlokas even if you said half and half at the start. And Abaya says, no, of course he would agree to Rabbi Yossi in that case. Now, in that sugya, in a very complex way, Rava tries to bring Raya against Abaya's approach that Rabbi Meir would be Maida. And in the course of that discussion, which is really not very important to us here, in the course of that discussion, it turns out that Rava claims that in the event that there would be two different items, so let's say you could talk about, I want this gezaias to be for this, and I want this gezaias to be for that. If that kind of thing were possible, so then, of course, Rabbi Meir would say, listen, you're doing two completely different objects, right? So let's say you have the two simonim of Shechita, and you want to say, okay, I want to do the first simon of Shechita for Chutz L'Zmano, and I want to do the second simon of Shechita for Chutz L'Mekomo, right? So supposing there could be a way to do that, then Enochinami, the halakha would be, says Rava, well, of course, in that case, Rabbi Meir would say that indeed it would be a mixed machshava. What's the difference? Because when it comes to mixed machshava for those kind of things in Pigel, if you have any chutz l'mikomo mixed in with the chutz l'zmano, then it's not Pigel, remember? Because as we said, it needs to be all brought l'shem Pigel. Fine. That is not possible to do in the case that I just mentioned. The reason that I took this case as an example is because it is the very case that Rava and Abaya are discussing over there. So using this as an example. So Rava says over there, yeah, that's all very nice, but it's not possible. Why is it not possible? Because according to Rava, Rabbi Meir, who is here, the Acherim, and therefore would work for him, because remember when Rabbi Meir got into political trouble, they started calling him the others because they didn't want to mention him. So anyway, so if we say, Rava had to say over there, the reason it's not possible is because he holds that Ein Lashchita Ela L'Besof. This is a big machlokas that we had in Chulin, if you recall. Is Shchita a process? So as you start shechting, and you shech the first siman, and then you continue shechting, you shech the second siman, and now you're getting up to the rov, at which point the shechita is kosher. Is the entire process called the act of shechita? So that would mean that if you had a makshava at some point in the process, then that would be the moment that it would be chal. Or is the shechita only at the last second when you hit the rov of the second siman? That's called Eina L'Shechita Ela B'Sof. Rava claims that Rabbi Meir holds Eina L'Shechita Ela B'Sof. And therefore, there is no way that you could say, I want the first part. The first part not part of shechita. You're not having a makshav in the shechita. You can't separate between the first part and the second part because shechita is an instantaneous, non-process, single event. So therefore, he says, Rabbi Meir is back to his old tricks. In this case, there's no way that you could do both things because there are no both things. So now, assuming that that's the case over here and that we would say that, yep, Rav is right about Acherim or Rabbi Meir. Rav is absolutely right. I just put in a nickel, Gavi. I put in a nickel. He's absolutely right. And therefore, it should be okay. And in this case, if you don't have time to say both, and you can't separate what you're saying A and B on, you can't separate Mulim and Arelim, so then if you can't separate it, then it goes only according to the first thing that you said. Because, I mean, that's the point. You only said one thing at that last minute of Shechita, and definitely Rabbi Meir, who says that you can't separate those things when they're, even when they're being said in your mind as one thing, it doesn't matter. The point is, this is the only thing that was chal, the first thing. So then it makes a lot of sense. If you said Mulim Va'arelim, so which one was chal at the instant that the Shechita was chal? Mulim. If you said Arelim v'mulim, which one was chal? Arelim. And therefore, there is no mixture. I'm assuming that the BBs either are having a lot of fun with Yakira, or they're watching Sesame Street again. Aha. Okay. Fine. So, let us continue. Okay, so that would be a raya to Rava, right? Omar Rabba, not necessarily. Because I could give you another explanation. Here's my other explanation, okay? I could say it like this. It could very well be that Rabbi Meir does not agree with Rava's interpretation. Rabbi Meir holds Yesh Lo Shechita Metchila V'Adsof. And therefore, why is it that if he says the different order, that it makes that kind of difference? Because it's talking about over here that the guy actually had in mind originally, he wants it to be both Mulim and Arelim. And the only thing that he managed to say was Arelim. By the way, Tosfos uses this Gemara as the proof that all of the machshavas that we're talking here are not machshavas. There are saying things. That's the whole point in the Gemara. You have to say it. So the fact that you fought it, but you only were able to articulate the word Arelim, and you did not finish to say and Mulim until you finished the Shechita, so then that would mean that only the word, you finished the Shechita before you got to say the Arelim. That's why it's okay, because the Bahal Plige, you finished it with the word Arelim. Rabbi Meir Savalobina Piv Velibo Shavim, Vrabbanan Savre Piv Velibo Shavim. So it's a completely different issue over here. The question is whether if you had in mind that you want the both, and you only managed to say the word Arelim, and you didn't get to finish the other word. So Rabbi Meir says, look, even though a guy didn't say what he meant to say, we only look at what he did say. And therefore, it makes all the difference in the world. I mean, if that's all that he could say, then that's what he said. He said Arelim. Yeah, but I meant Arelim. I don't care what you meant, baby. It all goes according to what you said. So you're telling me, but doesn't speech have to be an articulation of something in my heart? No. That's what Rabbi Meir holds. No. It's ridiculous. Rabbi Meir doesn't hold that. I'll prove to you that Rabbi Meir doesn't hold such a thing. Let's see it inside. Ba'aplige Rebbe Meir Sefer Lo Be'inam Pivili Bo Shavim. And the Rabbanan Sefer, yes. Be'inam Pivilo Shavim. Says the Gemara, no. Because Sefer Rebbe Meir Lo Be'inam Pivili Bo Shavim. It's certainly not true. V'raminu. Here we have the statement, Stam, which is Stam Rebbe Meir. Hamit Kaven Lomar Truma. A guy wants to make something Truma, and he makes a mistake. He stumbles, and he says, Meiser, you know? Or he meant to say it's Meiser, and he said Truma. Or he meant to make a Neder, Shvua, and he's saying, I'm not walking into this house. And he says that house. He points to the wrong house. Or I'm not going to have any Hana from that guy, Joe, and instead he says Shmo. So, I mean, these are all things in which his voice is not articulating what was in his mind to say. And therefore, the halacha is lo amar klum. He doesn't say anything. It's meaningless. Achiyu pivili boshavin. I mean, you can't say more clearly than that. So don't try to give me that Rebbe Meir doesn't know pivili boshavin. Okay, says Abaye, look. Obviously, it's not like Rava, because I disagree with Rava fundamentally about this whole business, about Rebbe Meir Shita, about Ein Lezeh Shchita Ela B'Sof nonsense. I'll tell you how to understand. It's very simple. It's Dafka talking about the way I understood the whole thing, okay? That you can actually separate the Shchita into two different acts, so to speak. Because I could say, I want Simon A to be for Mulim, and Simon B to be for Arelim, or you could say it in the other order, and so on. And that is exactly what happened over here, because they hold yesh la shchita b'tchila v'atzof, and each element of the shchita is separate, since it is a separate act. And because of that, that's what we're talking about, not just, you know, it, over some period of time you say mulim v'arelim versus over some period of time you say arelim v'mulim. That's ridiculous. It's talking about over a specific, there are two acts. So if you say on act one, Shchitas Hakana A, and then you say on Shchitas Haveshet B, so then that's what it's saying. If your first machshava was a machshava of arelut, then I will explain to you in a minute why that passes completely, even though a moment later you said the other, the veshet, is for mulim. And I'll tell you why, okay? But first of all, let's understand Rava. Forget about Rava. It's ridiculous. He's wrong on both counts. Rebbe Meir holds that yesh lo shchita b'tchila v'atzof. Rebbe Meir holds that you can separate the statements into two separate things, which, of course, Rava would have also agreed theoretically if it were possible. And it is possible, darn it. So therefore, the idea over here is that the Reisha is talking about, okay, I want the Simon Rishon to be for Mulim. I want the Simon Sheni to be for Arelim too. So what that means is that when you say, I want the Simon Sheni to be for Arelim too, the second part of your statement is additive. I want it also for Arelim. We'll see in a moment why that's important. The Seifa is talking about, you start with Arelim, and then the second Simon is saying, yeah, Mulim too, okay? Now there the problem is a different issue. That is called Befaglin Bechatzi Matir. Because Pigel is the way in which this, the main machlokas about Chatzi Matir comes up, obviously. Over here, we're not talking about Pigel, we're talking about another psul. But the question is, remember, the way in which we make something pusul is by separating the, in every Pigel, you have the Matir, and then you have the effect. So if you're doing a Matir, you're doing the Shchita, you're doing the Zrika, and the effect of it is going to be on, I'm going to be eating the meat chutz l'zmano. I'm going to be taking the meat chutz l'mekomo. I'm going to be doing the zrika chutz l'mekomo. I'm going to do the zrika chutz l'zmano. Okay? So there's two separate things. There's the matir, and then there's that which the matir is acting on. And now the idea is that I can use, according to Rebbe Meir, I can use even half of the matir. So suppose in order to bring a mincha, I need to bring the kometz and the lavona. According to Rebbe Meir, I can do a complete pigo by just having a machshava on the kmitza without the lavona. So I need to do shchita, so I need to shech the kana and the veshet. According to Rebbe Meir, I can make it pigo just by what I thought about the kana, or just by what I thought about the veshet. That's the problem. Since, according to Rebbe Meir, the first machshava, which was applied to the first simen, was complete. I want mulim and also arelim on the second one. I want arelim and also mulam on the second one. That's a big difference. Because if I want arelim, then that means on the first simon, I didn't want any mulim. Oh, so then you've got one simon being brought for pure arelim. What is the din of one simon pure arelim? The matir was brought for arelim. And therefore, it's no good. Because it's if I did the entire shechita for arelim, I can't now go ahead and make it kosher by adding mulim later. That's what's going on over here. Nothing to do with Rava, says Abaye. Reisha, the Amar Simen Reisha L'mulim, the Simen Sheni, Afla Reilim. Because at least that way, you never have any Simen that is entirely for Arelim. But the other way, you do have the first Simen was entirely for Arelim. And then you add in Mulim in the second Simen, that's a no-no, because now you've got a Chatsi Matir. And therefore, Rabbi Meir Letaime, since Rabbi Meir Leshitato, when it comes to Pigel, he holds Mifaglin B'Chatsi Matir. Therefore, over here, when it comes to the Korban Pesach, by the same token, the Korban Pesach will also be Puzzle, even though it's only one of the Simani. Mashenk and the Rabbonin are going to Amayu, to Ein Mefaglim B'Chatzi Matir, and it works out perfectly well without our needing to accept Rava's ridiculous explanation, in my opinion, says Abaye, about what Rabbi Meir holds, Legabe Shchita Mitchila V'Atzof. And now,
making an exact comparison, we always give the animals to drink before Shchita, and in this case, it would help for a Lilu Rupiv to be Shabbat in clarity and in beauty.
Boy, that is a rather intricate argument. It's probably even more complicated than the Shakla Vitaria. But I'll tell you one thing. It's time to draw out our Capitan. Come, Capitan. Looky, looky. Just imagine. Get to it. Hashochet et haPesach al haChametz. Oh, we're finally getting to the other part of the Chametz. We were talking in the first part of the Masechet, the relationship of Chametz to Chulin. Now we're talking about the relationship of Chametz to Kachim, because we're in the Kachim part, right? So now it turns out that, yes, we have all those issues about Chulin, Bal Yera'eh, and Bal Yematzeh, and Tashbitu, and so on and so forth. But guess what? We have exactly the same problem when it comes to bringing our Korban Pesach, and we still have Chametz. So even if there wouldn't have been a Chiyuv of Tashbito for the Chulin part, if we're actually going to shecht our Korban Pesach, we're in big trouble. If we try to shecht that Korban Pesach with Chametz in our Rishus, because that is a lav d'oraisa, lo tishchat ala chametz, dam zivchi. And therefore, hashochet at haPesach ala chametz, over belo ta'aseh. Says Rabbi Yehuda, not only the Korban Pesach, even the Korban Tumid on Erev Pesach. Rabbi Shimon Omer, well, now it depends. The thing is like this. When it comes to the Korban Pesach, it's only the Korban Pesach that there's going to be a chiyuv on the 14th, which is Erev Yontev. And over there, if it's a kosher Pesach and you brought it for a Korban Pesach and you had chametz, then you would be chayev. But if you brought that Korban Pesach shelo lishmo, then you would not be chayev. Because if it was shelo lishmo, so then it's a shlomim, right? And you made it not kosher because you're trying to turn it into a different carbon. And it would be not a kosher carbon. If it's not a kosher carbon, then Rabbi Shimon's opinion is, then your shechita didn't do any good. And remember, Rabbi Shimon is the author of the shechita that says, a shechita that is eina ru'uya, that does not achieve its goals, is not considered to be a shechita. And since the Torah said, do not shech my carbon Pesach, I didn't. What do you mean you didn't? You moved your knife back and forth and all of that. What's that got to do with shechita? Remember, according to Rabbi Shimon, it has got nothing to do with Shechita. The Shechita is only the act as defined that has the proper import. So, because of that, you would be Pater. Now, how about any other Zevach? You guys brought up the Korban Tumid. I'm telling you, any Zevach that you would shecht, whether you did it Lishma, whether you did it Shalol Lishma on Erev Pesach, you'd be Pater. I don't care if it's the Tumid or anything else. However, as I'm going to learn out from a Pusik, if it's during Chol HaMoed, oh, then any carbon at all that is kosher, obviously, because otherwise Shechita is not a Shechita, but any carbon that is kosher, you would be over on Zivchi. Okay, the Torah says Zivchi, that's my carbon. Okay, these are all my carbonas. Now, over there, the only way, of course, that the Pesach would be considered to be a Shechita Re'uya is if I did it Shelo Lishma. Because if I did the Pesach Lishma and it was during Yontev, it wouldn't be a kosher karma. So therefore, B'moed, if it's during Chol HaMoed, then Lishmo Patur, because it's not a carbon Pesach, Shelo Lishmo Chayav. Other Zvachim that are not impacted by the problem of Lishma or Shelo Lishma, because the only two carbonists in the world that become Pesach if they're Shelo Lishmo are Chatas and Pesach. So therefore, the Pesach Shelo Lishmo during the Moed is dafka the only way it's kosher, and Chutz Min HaChatat, of course, the Chatas that you Shechta Shelo Lishma would not be kosher, therefore would be Shkuta She'enu Ru'uya, but any other carbon at all, I was bringing my Chagiga, I was bringing my Shlomim, you know, and there's no problem in that, but you thought that it was, you were bringing it as an Oila. Okay, fine, does that make it possible? No, so then I Shechted it with the wrong intent. Is it a kosher Shechita? Yes, it is, but it didn't count for me. What does that have to do with the Shechita? The act of Shechita was a perfectly kosher Shechita, according to Rabbi Shimon, and therefore I'm over on the Lo Taseh, Lo Tishkat Al Chameit, Dam, as we will see the drasha later on, Dam Zivachai. Not only Dam Zivchi, we end up finding in the Pasuk a remes to any carbon whatsoever. I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, let me just make this very clear. Who is the guy that's got the Chometz? Here, I mean, you're talking about Lo Tishkat Al HaChametz. Well, the only way you're going to be over is if the guy who is actually doing the Shechita, he's got the Chametz. So if he takes the knife and he shechs the Korban Pesach and he has Chametz, or we learn out, as we'll see later on, from the word Dam, Dam Zivchi, what does the Torah talk about the Dam for? Just Lo Tishkat. The point is that the Dam is coming to tell me that even the Zorek of the Dam, not the Shochet alone, so okay, then the guy who's Zorek the Dam, Ola Zorek, if either of those guys have in their Rishus any kind of Chometz, so then they would be Chayev. Now, how about if they personally don't have, but somebody in the group of people that is bringing the carbon with them have, that's also a Chayev on them. In other words, the guy who does the act of Shechita where the carbon is shechted on chometz, that is to say, someone who is in line and registered to eat this carbon has chometz, that means that the Shechita of the Pesach was being done on chometz, or the Zrika was being done on chometz. But it's only if Ad Yehi Imo Ba'azara, it's not if there's chometz like in some kind of hidden place or something. The chometz has to be with you in, not you, but with this guy. It's got to be there in the Azara. Rabbi Yochanan says, well, where does that come from? It doesn't have to be with you in the Azara, as long as he owns it. So what is this, machlokas? I mean, what strikes you immediately is that the machlokas is about the word al, right? So what does al mean? Does al mean directly adjacent to, or is al a metaphorical usage, which means conceptually with chometz? What would make it conceptually with chometz? My ownership. So, elam, is that what you're going to say the machlokas is over here between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? And al, does al include samuch, or does it mean only near? Or in Reb Shimon Lakish says only if it's near. Reb Yochanan says, no. It just means conceptually al. I can't believe that that's what they're arguing about, because that is a machlokas that they've had in another context. We never waste our time having the same machlokas twice. And I know that they argue about this from the Mishnah Menachas. HaShochet Todah Lifnim V'Lachma Chutz L'Chomam. Well, what would be the din? Somebody shechs the carbon teda, which of course has the four lechem, types of lechem, which becomes Kodesh at the time that you do the shechita of the teda. And the lechem at the time of the shechita sateda is outside of the wall, then it never got the Kedusha. Now, the question over there is, what do you mean by outside of what wall? Now, Rabbi Yochanan says it means outside of the wall of Yerushalayim. It's referring to Beit Pagi. Beit Pagi is the very end of the enclosed area of Yerushalayim. And therefore, since it's outside of the Beit Pagi, so it's not in a mokum where it can even be eaten. So obviously, even if it were kosher and you brought it out to that place, it would become poso biyotze. So you certainly can't make it kosher in the first place if it's not possible for you to even have it there. So therefore, in that case, it would be possible. I mean, if it's just outside of the Azorah, why would it need to be in the Azorah? You're allowed to eat your Toda anywhere in Yerushalayim. And therefore, what is he saying? You do not need the word al to mean right next to. That just means with it. That's the point. Lishkot al halechem. That means al halechem. I have the lechem. Now, obviously, it can't be in a place where it can't become kodesh because it'll be nifsal. But as long as it's anywhere in Yerushalayim, it won't be nifsal. So why does it have to be right next to the korban teda when I shecht it? Reb Shimon ben Loki says, no. If it's not in the Azorah, it's outside of the wall of the Azorah, even though it would be perfectly kosher if it had already been kodesh, but it cannot get the kedusha there because it's not al halechem. And you're supposed to shecht the todah al halechem. Okay, so Al-Mabinan, al-Besamuch. Okay, so we've already had very clearly this machlokas. Don't tell me that we're arguing here about exactly the same issue. So I would say maybe the point over here is that we're talking about, we can't be mechayev of the person, because it means that he's being over. We're talking about the question of hatra'at safek. So if I tell a guy, listen here, you better be darn sure you don't have any chometz in your rishus. Well, what makes you think I have chometz in my... I know what kind of guy you are. There's no way you would ever get rid of that chometz. Those Cheerios mean too much to you. So, okay. But you don't know, do you? So the question is that type of hatra'ah sufficient to be mechayev or not? Because I'm not looking at the chometz. According to Reish Lakish, since you never gave him hatrat vadai, so therefore you would be potter. That's why it has to be with you. So maybe that's what they're arguing about. The problem is that's just as poor an explanation as the first one was, because Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan already have a very famous machlokas that revolves around precisely that point. They not only have a machlokas about the first point that you thought, which is al besamuch, they also have a machlokas about whether we say that there is a din of Hasra Suffolk being kosher or not, because we find that in the famous case, a guy makes a shvua, I am going to eat this bread today. And the whole day passes by and he didn't eat it. So we have a machlokas about why you do not get malchus. Everybody says you don't get malchus, but why don't you get malchus? So both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish say, ain't a loka, but for two completely different reasons. Rabbi Yochanan says you're not loka, because you didn't do anything. Not eating is a lav she'ein bo ma'aseh. And therefore, how could we be mechayev you for not eating? Chol lav she'ein bo ma'aseh, ein lo kin olav. But as far as the other question, where you're going to say, well, I can't get malchus because when is the guy going to tell me, you better eat, you better not go along and not eat? What do you mean, I better not go along and not eat? Why would I not eat? I don't know, but just in case. I mean, that's hasra'as safek, right? So you're going to give a hasrat something that the guy's not doing. So, okay. But that's not the reason, because hatra'at safek would be a good hatra'at, says Rabbi Yochanan. The only reason that he doesn't get malchus is because he didn't do anything, is it's passive. Reish Lakish says, on the contrary, he does not get malchus because you can't give him hatra'at, because it's only hatra'at safek, and hatra'at safek is lav shmei hatra'at. But as far as the other issue is concerned, lav shein bo maisa, you would get malchus for that as well. So, okay, just have exactly the same opinion, but have nothing in common. So this is classic Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, right? Okay, so now we already have a machlokas about Asra Suffolk. So then what is the new issue over here? Amri, no, the first approach was the correct approach. They are arguing about whether al means besamuch, but I need to know the machlokas here, even though I already knew it about the lach metod. And I'll tell you why. I would not be able to derive one from the other, because there are two different issues. Because let's say we would have known about the machlokas about the chometz and the korban pesach. So I might have thought, you know why Rabbi Yochanan says over here that even though you delobe in an al besamuch, you're over no matter where you have it, is because it's iser. We're talking about an iser of having chometz. So what's the difference where the chometz is? Do you or do you not have the chometz? If I define the thing in terms of the iser, then the place is not going to be meaningful. Mashenka, we're talking about being mekadesh the lechem. So in order to be able to do the act of being Mekadesh, there is no way for me to be Mekadesh unless it is contained. In the same way, let's say, the Klei Shares. Klei Shares are Mekadesh things, right? And it gives it Kedushas HaGuf. I mean, if I take the Klei Shares and I bring it very close to something that needs Kedusha, does it go zzzz and it's Mekadesh it? No, I need to put it inside. Why do you need to put it inside? Because that's how it works. Being Mekadesh something means that you are bringing it together with that thing. So then the same thing might be true over here. In order for me to be able to be Mekadesh the Lechem, it has to be in the Azara that is giving it its Kedusha. Not because, I mean, maybe that's the only reason. Not because specifically Al B'Samuch always. So then maybe even I would agree that you can't be Mekadesh unless it's Bifnim. Maybe I'd agree with Rish Lakish in that case, that for all intents and purposes, you need Al B'Samuch, but for a different reason. And therefore, if it's inside, then it's Kodesh. If it's not inside, it's not Kodesh. I mean, it's no different than a Klei Shares. Klei Shares doesn't help by being right next to it, right? It only helps if it's in it. Okay, so because of that, Tzricha. The Ashmina Linyan Mekadesh HaLechem, I would say, okay, maybe Rish Lakish says over there you need Al B'Samuch because of that very point. But when you're talking about Chometz, Chometz is an Isser. I mean, what's really, what, you're going to create now a new concept that something is Usser in a place but not in another place? Where would you get that from? So maybe it would be murdered to Rabbi Yochanan, you don't need Al B'Samuch because it's just Usser, wherever it is, it's Usser. So I need to know, no, actually there is really a machlokas about specifically that issue, Al B'Samuch, and as a general universal principle, nothing to do with the question of whether we compare this to Klei Shares or anything like that. Let me ask you something. Suppose the Shochet himself does have any Chometz, somebody in the Chabura does have the Chometz, And fine. And as Rav Hoshaya did not know what it was, or didn't accept what Rish Lakish had said, and he wanted to know what Halakha L'maisa is. Omar Lei, so Rabbi said to him, look, does it say anywhere, Lo Tishchat Al Chamtzecha? Well, does it say, don't shecht it if you have chametz? No. It says, don't shecht on chametz. So, if somebody has chametz, then somebody has chametz. Well, what do you mean somebody has chametz? I mean, maybe somebody in the world has chametz. I mean, if it don't check on chametz, if there's any chametz left in the world, then maybe we're not allowed to check the Korban Pesach. I mean, going the way you're explaining it, I mean, I don't understand. So then wouldn't that be afilu asks Rav Ami, okay, afilu echo besof olam nami. So if there's chametz somewhere in the world, you're going to tell me that that's also included? I mean, that can't be true. Oh, Marley, no. There's a different issue over here. The Torah defines who is part of that set of people that would have chametz that would make a lo tishchat. And that's noted in the pasuk. Lo tishchat al chametz dam zivchi, velo yalin, what's this lo yalin ad haboker? What does that have to do with lo tishchat al chametz? It's a completely different issue, right? So there should be no lo yalin. In this pasuk, you want to tell me lo yalin? Fine, so talk about lo yalin from the Zevach Chagat Pesach, Ad HaBoker, whatever. Well, that's nothing to do with lo tishchat al chametz. I mean, really, when you read that pasuk, doesn't it strike you as being, whoa, this is real irvuv inyanim here? Sure it does. So that's the point of the pasuk. The pasuk is saying that anyone who has the responsibility of the lo yalin, he is included on this carbon. He is included as being an owner of chametz for determining whether lo tishchat al chametz dam zivchi. So therefore, he's got to be a member of the chabur. He can't stamp somebody in the world who's not going to be responsible for the lo yalin here at all. Oh, wow, says Rav Papa. Well, if that's the case, then you can make a tremendous diak here. Namely, that the Kohen who would be Maktir the Chelev would also be over on a Lotaseh, because, I mean, he's included in Chelev Chagi, right? The Loyalin Chelev Chagi Ad HaBoker. Chelev is the part that goes on the Mizbeach. He's the one that's responsible for that. So then that would mean that he would also be over on a lotasa, even though the pasuk only talks about los ishchat and it's meramis to zrika with dam. But if you're claiming that the last part of the pasuk that discusses lina is nogea, the first part of the pasuk, then it's not just an indication of who would be the owner of the chometz during the shechita. It's telling me who is responsible for having chometz, and it's saying the guy who's doing the possible lina, which is the Kohen, who's not being makriv the Aimurim when he's supposed to. Don't leave my part. Forget about the Basra Pesach. That's a different issue. But over here, we're talking about the Kohen. So then he would be also Chayiv. And that's a big Kiddush. And if that's the case, then we actually can understand a braita that seems to be saying just that. Tanika Basir of Papa. Hashochet et HaPesach al HaChometz over belo taaseh. But when is that? That's only if either the Shochet or the Zorek or a member of the Chabura has that chometz. Now, if somebody in the world has chometz, Hayala Chad Besofa Olam, and he's right there next to you while you're doing the Shechit, it's none of your darn business, and Eino Zokoklo, it's not your problem. And now dig this, because in this little addition over here is saying exactly what Rav Papa says. Echad ha-shochet, echad ha-zorek, and doing echad ha-maktir, chayav, which is exactly what Rav Papa said. But if somebody is molek et ha-of bi-arba-asar, eino over bloklun. If, however, he does malika over chometz, malika. Boy, I'd like you to see somebody do malika on the Korban Pesach. What in the world is this talking about? So this is clearly talking about, like we said before, if you are someone who needs to bring a Mechusar Kippurim in order for you to eat your Korban Pesach, so we said before that you can do that even after the Shechitas HaTamid, because it's more important to be over on the essay of Hashlama and to make sure that you're not going to lose out on eating your Korban Pesach, which is an Isser Kart. So that we said earlier. So suppose the guy who brings his, and the reason we say a bird over here is simply because 90% of the Korbanos that we'd be dealing with would in fact be birds, because even the Mitzorah, if he's an Ani, is a bird, and certainly the other cases of the Yoledes and the Zov and the Zov and so on. So this would be the question of, suppose I have chometz in my Rishos, and I'm doing Malika on this bird. So if you say that, well, I mean, what we're assuming now is, if what you're saying is that if I shech the tamid, I'm chayev, then maybe if I do the Malika on a bird, I'm chayev. So there's two ways to understand this. One way of understanding it is that if I do Malika, it's not the equivalent of Shechita. And it only said Lo Tishchat, so I didn't do a Tishchat. The other way of understanding it is that it's going Aliba to Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon says there is no Chiyav on the Tamid, and there is no Chiyav on any other carbon, unless it's during Pesach, but not on Erev Pesach. It's just only on the Mo'ed. Okay. So we're not sure yet about this, but we're going to get clearer in a moment, because we actually have another brisa, and the brisa here says exactly the opposite, that Malika actually would be included, and it contradicts the other assumption that we made also about the Kohen HaMaktir, which is, wow, we got two contradictions just in these two brises, Veramini. The other brisa says, Hashochet et ha-pesach al ha-chametz over below taaseh, Rabbi Yehuda Omer af ha-tamid, which is like our Mishnah. And they said to him, no, not the tamid, lo amru el ha-pesach bilvat. Now, when do we say this? That is only if the shochet or the zorek or echad mibnei ha-chabura has it. This so far sounds very good in terms of the first brisa. Hayale echad besof olam. We don't care about somebody at the other end of the globe, even though he's sitting next to you in the Azorah. If he's got chum, it's not your business. Eino zakuklo. Oh, by the way, did I mention that echad hashochet, vi echad hazorek, vi echad hamolek, molek? Yeah. Vi echad hamazeh are all chayev? I didn't mention that, did I? So now I did. And the only thing that would not be included is somebody does kmitza on a mincha. Okay, now that is not considered to be like the shechita for sure. So that's not considered to be, even though in terms of the dinim of pasling, in terms of machshava, pigo, chutz lemekomo, All of that, yes, it's true that kmitza is shchita, but that doesn't mean kmitza is shchita for all things, obviously. It just means it's the equivalent matir of shchita. Therefore, it does not appear as part of the iser of do not be kometza mincha with chametz in your rishos. And hamaktir. Now, all of these guys are going to be over. But the kohen who is maktir de emurim is not going to be over. Oh, my God. This is like a double whammy, because you just had two contradictions in these two brises. First of all, they contradict each other about Malika. First brisa said, absolutely not Malika. The second brisa said, oh, did I mention Malika is the same thing? Who? And then the first brisa said, definitely Haktara, the Kohen is going to be Chayev. And then this brisa comes on and says, no. Excuse me, before you ask a contradiction, okay, could you please read that brisa again and note that it contradicts itself? So before you understand the contradiction of another brisa, how about figuring out what the brisa is saying? The second brisa is self-contradictory. It said, well, this is only a Pesach, but... And right afterwards it says, but it includes the Shochet, the Zork, and the Molech. Yeah, right. The Molech of the Pesach, right? Oh, man, this guy's got to have one heck of a fingernail, let me tell you. So he's doing Malika on the Karban Pesach, please. So what are we talking about over here? Make up your mind. So now you're saying that the Molech is exactly the same. Echad HaMolech, the Echad HaMazeh. And you said that. You said the same thing. So now all of a sudden it does apply to the Mazeh. Okay, the Mazeh is the Hazoya Saddam, not the Zrika Saddam. So the Hazoya Saddam of a bird. Okay, so now you're saying that it does apply to everything else, other carbonas too. So, I mean, first you've got to explain how this makes sense, okay? So let me tell you something. Everything is fine over here. It's all going on Libet Rebbe Shimon, and it's referring to different times. Remember, Rebbe Shimon agrees that any carbon is going to be over, but only during Chol HaMoed. Okay, so the part that says birds, and the part that says the guy who's doing Hazoya and the Kohen who's doing Haktara, that would be true if it's talking about during Chol HaMoed. So when it says over there that you'd be potter, that's referring to Erev Pesach, which according to Rabbi Shimon, is you're not chayev. So therefore, Malika is not a problem. Kan bi'arba asa. The first brisa was talking about an Erev Pesach. And if you're bringing a Mechuser Kippurim's bird, you're not going to be chayev alib Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon says only the Korma Pesach is included. But in the second brisa, we're talking about Chol HaMoed, yes. And that goes alib Rabbi Shimon, that you would be chayev on other Karbonis during Chol HaMoed. Now, Haktara is also not a problem, because we know that there's a Machlokas Tanoim about what Rabbi Shimon holds in the din of Haktorah. There is, in fact, a shita among the Tanoim, which in the first brisa is evident, that burning is the same thing as the act of shchita or the act of being mazid adam, because they consider it to be a hekesh, since we're comparing the loyalin. So if it's a hekesh, then there's no way out of it. But there's Ikaman Delomakish. There's another Tana that says, this is not a Hekesh. All that we're doing is using the words of the responsibility for the Lina to indicate that we're talking about people who are responsible. We're certainly not making a Hekesh that anyone that is included in the Chiyuv of Lina is Memela included in the Chiyuv of Lotizbach. And that would mean that we're including also the Kohen. That is going too far. Fine, okay, so there's two shitas in Rebbe Shimon, but Lamaisa, there's no need to make a big deal about the problems in the brisa. So it turns out that, in fact, we do have a brisa like Rav Papa, and there is at least one Tana that agrees Rav Papa is correct, and we have an actual hekesh comparing the Kohen who's being mocked here to the Shochet, who may be a Yisrael, obviously. Okay, there we go. We managed to get deep into this whole new sugya, an amazing new sugya, the concept of Pesach for chometz for kochim. Now, the intricacy of the issues of do we actually relate the chometz here to the carbon, or do we relate the carbon to the time, is, of course, dealt with only when we get to Pesach Sheni. Okay, if it's a din in the korban, and all the dinim of the korban of Pesach Sheni are similar to Pesach Rishon, then you wouldn't be able to have chometz. But if the chometz is essentially a din in the zman of Pesach, and then the korban is relating to the chometz because it's during Pesach, but not because it's a direct relationship, then we'll have a different din of chometz agabe Pesach Sheni. Uh-huh. All right, so then we need to think about that and wait till we get to Pesach Sheni, which will be very soon. Okie dokie, everyone. Have a wonderful Mitzvah Shabbos, Bisuras Tevis. Everybody, do well, feel well. Hinei El Yeshuati Eftach V'lo Evchad. Kol Tov.